An explosion in Albania hits listeners of a missionary radio ministry. Literacy can mean the difference between life and death. And a Christian adoption agency gets international good news. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Albania's defense minister quit his job after a weapons depot near the capital blew up. Anika Lita Kumaraku is with the Transworld Radio Partner broadcasting in Albania. She says the deadly tragedy has had a severe impact on many of their listeners. Their staff has been responding by providing humanitarian aid, among other things.
In a few minutes, they were without home, without clothes, without basic needs. So we've been working with our other partner organizations to help them and show our love for them and our care for them, not just by our words, but by our deeds.
Kumaraku says while their staff has been shaken, they're trying to rebuild hope in their broadcasts.
From the very beginning, we've been recording the interviews of people, but not just giving the sad stories, but trying to really tell people that God has a plan for their life. And God has a plan for the country, and His plan is going to be fulfilled.
Meanwhile, bombs, shootings, missiles, and other violence continue to strike fear in the hearts of people in Israel and the Palestinian-held areas. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle just returned from there and says it's impacting the culture.
We just noticed a real fearfulness, kind of like what was happening in 2002, 2003 with buses blowing up. And then, of course, Syria threatening to attack. Iran talking about nuking Israel. And so they're just really surrounded. Of course, the Gaza thing continues to get worse and worse.
Doyle says it's desperate for Israelis. It's equally desperate for Christians and Muslims in the Palestinian-held areas. That desperation isn't affecting church growth, though.
We were just getting a report of new churches in some difficult, really fundamental areas that Islam has had a stronghold in. And just recently, some new churches have begun and just sprung up.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Literacy can mean the difference between life and death in some places. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Their Bible-based literacy classes often introduce the students to the gospel for the first time, as did with Sunita.
She was recruited into the literacy class and began to learn to read. And at a certain point, the teacher, who was a believer, shared with her that she could pray to Jesus about her problems. She decided to pray. And 2 months later, they're both believers.
Stravers tells us about another woman whose situation was similar to Sunita's.
In this case, we got there too late. A literacy learner named Sureka, 2 children, also a husband who beat her and the kids. Just 2 weeks ago, her husband set her on fire. Neighbors came and took her to the hospital, but she died.
Sureka had not yet come to the Lord. There are hundreds of requests for clubs, but their growth is hindered by funds. Go to our website to help. Next, For Haiti with Love specifically waited to initiate their goat project until after the holidays this year so the goats they give out wouldn't be eaten right away. Now, with the dock strike, no food is going into Haiti, and goats from the goat project are hungry people's last resort. A goat that once cost $65 has risen to as much as $115. Money is so tight, people have resorted to selling individual pieces of gum or single servings of sugar. Pray that God will provide until they can get food into the country. And families in the process of adopting internationally with Bethany Christian Services may not need to worry about the process being delayed. Bethany just announced their accreditation with the Hague Foundation. This is essential for international adoption to continue. It sets guidelines that defend children who are being adopted. This accreditation is also a reflection of the high standards Bethany has maintained in child protection and customer service. Pray that God will place more kids in Christian families. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.